The Young Fireman. Friday afternoon, Bill and his playmates hurried to the old barn near the river. They were getting ready to have a circus on Saturday. Upstairs in the barn loft, the girls were all busy making dresses for the circus. Jenny's little dog, Brownie, was up in the loft with them. Brownie was going to be in the circus, too, for he could walk on his hind legs and do other tricks. Downstairs, the boys were hammering. They were making a bandwagon for the circus parade. "Come down, girls, and we will show you our bandwagon," called George. The girls came climbing down the ladder, wearing their bright-colored circus dresses. "What a fine bandwagon," they cried. Suddenly, Brownie began to bark. "He does not like to be left up in the loft alone," said Jenny. "But we can't coax him to come down the ladder." Just then the children heard someone shout, "Fire! Fire!" They looked out of the door. A man was running toward the barn. "The roof is on fire," he shouted to the children. "Get right out. Don't stop for anything. Quick, run for help while I get a ladder." Bill ran down the street to a garage, where he telephoned for the firemen. Then he ran back to the barn. Two men were on the roof throwing water on the flames. But the fire spread so fast that they had to climb down. Thick smoke began to come from the barn windows and the cracks between the boards. All at once, Jenny began to cry. "Oh, Bill," she said, "Brownie is in the loft. I couldn't coax him to come down the ladder. Brownie! Brownie!" Brownie came to the window above them and barked. Smoke and flames puffed out from the barn. How could anyone go into the loft and get the dog? "I must save Brownie," thought Bill. There was a big tree at the side of the barn near the window. Bill had often climbed up the tree to that window. Could he climb the tree in time to save Brownie? He must try it. Bill went up the tree as fast as he could and began creeping out toward the window. Thick smoke was now rolling from the loft above him, and Brownie was barking with all his might. Closer and closer to the window, Bill crept until Brownie was just beneath him. He picked up the little dog with one hand and held on to the tree with the other, so that he would not fall. The terrible smoke hurt Bill's eyes, and he wondered how he could ever get down the tree with Brownie. He looked down and saw a large crowd of people watching him. "Hold on," they called to him. "Here come the firemen." The firemen brought a ladder to help Bill down. In a minute, both the boy and the dog were safe on the ground. A big fireman patted Bill on the back. "That was a brave thing to do," he said. "You did that like a real fireman." Jenny took Brownie in her arms. She smiled happily and said, "I think Bill is the bravest boy in the world."